Up next, Carol Swain with 2 minutes to think about it. From poverty to professor, from GED to PhD, a bold Christian speaking truth to power. Here's Carol with today's 2 minutes.
It's a well-known fact that we've become a culture that wants the view from the top of the mountain without all the exhausting work that goes into actually climbing that mountain. In many ways, our churches are going down this road, but in our relationship with God, there are some experiences that cannot and should not be avoided. The week leading up to Easter Day is known as Holy Week, and it's a week that prepares us for the great morning of the empty tomb, the risen Lord, sin forgiven, and death conquered forever. Some churches having services each day during Holy Week will read a different gospel account of our Lord's passion each day. Why all this preparation for such a happy day? You'll never get to Easter without first standing at the foot of the Good Friday cross and our sin that put him on it. He had no guilt of his own, but took on himself the sin of the world in that horrible yet unavoidable event. Jesus took the burden of the sin of the entire human race to be the perfect sacrifice for our sin, once for all. We only comprehend what Easter is about when we first understand the severity of the cross and understand our own sin and know how great our salvation. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him that takes away the sin of the world. Lay your sin at the Good Friday cross and know he's taken yours away as well.
Learn more about Dr. Carol M. Swain and help support her ongoing work with your tax-deductible donation to Be the People Project at carolmswain.com. That's carolmswain.com.